In the parsha of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we find the Elul is known as Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. What's Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li? You are to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam is to you. There, Psha is that the fi maya avoida, how much I am to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is l'doidi li, is the Ribbono Shel Olam to me. That means according to the amount of work in tshuva closer to Ribbono Shel Olam I put in, l'doidi li is the Ribbono Shel Olam close to me. In Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we don't talk about ani l'doidi v'doidi li. We talk about dushu Hashem behimotzoi. Search for the Ribbono Shel Olam when he's found. There's a different bechina. We're talking about whether Ribbono Shel Olam is here. He wants your relationship. He wants to get close with you. Behimotzoi, he's there. Dushu, look for him. It's not my avoida. He's there. He's in town. He's right next to you. Mitzad Echod, Elul is a harder Aveda, because you got to put in a lot of work in order to get that Ribbono Shel Olam to have a kesher with you. And Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. You don't have to do too much to even get close to him, to the point that there are some Mefarshim, some Poskim that hold that Atfilos Yochid, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, has the same koyach as during the year he'd be davening betzibul. That's how close Ribbono Shel Olam is. During the year you need 10 people, you need a minion in order that your tefillah should be mekubal, and somebody davens be yechidus, it's not muchach that his tefillah is mekubal. Masha'en came by Aseres Yemei Teshuva, a yochid that davens has a din of a tzibul. That doesn't mean you're potter from tefillah betzibul, just that means that tefillah betzibul is double as strong. But a yochid has the koyach hatfila of kiru, he's a tzibu. That's how close the Ribbono Shel Olam is to us. Which to a certain point causes a problem. Because when your father turns up in town, or the king turns up in town, whether it's Avinu, whether it's Malkeinu, if it's Avinu and he turns up in town and you don't go and say hello to him, if it's Malkeinu and you don't say go hello to him, it's a big sakona. It's a sakona because you're spitting him in the face. So mitzad echod, we're in a few days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what they call days of awe. Dilsha Hashem b'motze, the Ribbono Shel Olam is here. He's here. You can speak to him. Your koyach hatfila, without doing any avoida, without even working on yourself, without doing tshuva, just davening to him and speaking to him, has a tremendous koyach. To the point that when we ignore him, and we carry on life as if nothing's going on, it's a very, very dangerous derech. And if you take a look in the Pasuk, in the Parashas Kisavo, where the Ribbono Shel Olam, Moshe Rabbeinu, is telling you what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, Ba'achris Hayomim, and the Klozenberger Rebbe used to read each Pasuk and explain how what he went through in Auschwitz, how each Pasuk is exactly what the Torah says. Each Pasuk he used to touch up what he saw and what he went through in Auschwitz. So, for us to understand, you're talking about a klala that's happened, is happening. And you go through each pasuk, it's very scary. And in Parashas Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'hoyo b'shomei divrei ha'ola azos." When Klal Yisrael will hear what's going on over here, he'll hear this ola, this oath that Ribbono Shel Olam made with Klal Yisrael, that if you don't do mitzvahs, this is what's going to happen in Golos. And everything that's happened in Golos up till today is written in those psukim. V'izborach b'levavoy. And he'll clap himself on the chest. V'izborach b'levavoy. He'll say, Sholem yirli. I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Ki b'shrirus libi eilech. I'll go as my heart fits to see. I'll do it. I've got no problem. I made it through last year. I'll make it through this year. Only good guys drop dead. Only good guys get cancer. Only tzaddikim don't have money. But the way I'm running my life, I'll make it through. Rabbi Saul Salanter used to say, Bochrim walk through, go through a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur thinking, old people die. And they forget that young people can also get killed. They forget young people can also die. When we go with that mindset and that attitude, says Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not going to forgive him. Because then Akshporuchu's anger, the kinosav ishihu, he'll get stronger. It's a lotion of Yesh and Af Hashem, he'll be so angry, there'll be smoke. The kinosav, the rovsav kol ha'kzuva, the seif hazeh. Umoches shmei, he'll wipe him out. Mitachas ha'shamayim. So Rebellia asks, what's pshat loyeva Hashem s'leuchlai? Rebellia Hashem didn't want to give him forgiveness. What forgiveness are we talking about? The guy's walking around saying, Shalom Yili, I'll be okay. I'll make it through. What's the big deal? Nothing to be worried about. So where does Soleach like come in? He's not going to be a Mekim Slicha. Did you ask for Slicha? Says Rebellia Amoyediki Yisoid. We're talking about a Fruma guy. We're talking about a Yeshiva Bocha. Who's asking for Slicha Mechila. He comes to Rosh Hashanah and he davens Gevaldik. He comes to Yom Kippur and he's going to be screaming his head off. And he's going to be taking out every article Pirush and every Al-Khait. And he's going to know every Pirush and Al-Khait, every Avera that Hitaka had a Havamin of doing. And even Averas they didn't have a Havamin of doing, he's going to find out from all the Pirush and they didn't know they exist. And he's going to be the one that's asking for Slicha and Mechila. But at the same time, he's clapping Al-Khait with the Idav Zanus. And the next night, Motzi Yom Kippur, he's going to be back in a bar with a few girls. Or even Aser Yemei Tshuva. He's going to get drunk with girls. But I'll come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I'll chet shechatonu. Says Rebbe, that's pshat in the pasuk. Sholem Yuli, I'm talking to the guy who bepivu svas of chibduni, with his mouth and his heart, he was mechabed me. He said I'll chet with his mouth. He said I'll chet with his heart. The Liboy, where his heart is really, Rochak mimen, he's miles away. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, that kind of guy who's the Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, who's the Shomer Negiah, Lo Yoyva Hashem Soleachloi, that guy I'm not going to be Moichel. Because he's walking around thinking that he's going to make it through. Sholem Yili, I'm okay. There's nothing wrong, just don't mind. I'm chilled. You want to know what Auschwitz looks like? You want to know like the Spanish Inquisition? Or in our Kleiner Kapelach, World Trade Center? Or the stock exchange falling apart? There's not one business in America today that hasn't been affected. Never been in 50 years of history that there's not one type of business that hasn't been wiped out. It used to be a mall. Diamonds went down the drain. Still money around. Real estate went down. That everything in one shot should go down? In 1 year? That the same guys that supported Shabbos, the Shabbos packages, today, most of them are on that list. A guy, the stocker, told me in America that the list he had of that he used to give out before Shabbos, all these packages for food, was supported by a lot of gevirim. He says, most of those Gevirim today are on the list of my list. The Shalom Yirli. They all danced and said, Al Chayt and Ashamnu. Shalom Yirli. I'll be okay. I haven't worked out with God. I'm chilled. On that says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo Yoyev Hashem Shleach Lo. You're the one that said, Al Chayt on Yom Kippur? You're the one that a day later is behaving worse than you've ever behaved since you came to Eretz Yisrael? Shalom Yirli. I'm okay. Lo Yoyev Hashem Shleach Lo. He goes even further. There's a Moedik and Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu started davening. Now when was the Gezerah that Moshe couldn't go in? Gezerah him v'fanish le'tavoy. Rabbeinu Shalom said, I'm not letting you go into Eretz Yisrael. V'dover zeh ho'yakal be'inov shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu held, other Rabbeinu Shalom said it, on his madrega, Rabbeinu Shalom, he said, I'll get away with it. Why? Because I made a kal v'chaymah, says the Medrash. If already Klal Yisrael, who did big averus, who served Avodah Zarah, the eagle, Mei Meriva, they did so many averus, and I asked them for Rachmanos, and I went up to Rabbeinu Shalom and asked for Rachmanos. He was Makabel my tefillah. So me, Kal V'chomer, who never did an Avera in my life. So when I'm spoiled for myself, can't I get through? The Kivin Shiroa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishloilam saw, on Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, Shekal Adova Be'enov. It's a bit easy. He sees it's not something that's such a chumrah. I'll make it through with a Kal V'chomer. And he was right. Miyad kofat olav nishpa. That moment, the Rebbeinu Shalom stood up and made a shvur. Shlei konis le'etz Yisrael. You can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So Be'etzem Moshe Rabbeinu could have gone into Eretz Yisrael with koyach hatfila. What stopped him? Not the avera. The kal v'chomer. Mori dekazach. Moshe Rabbeinu, with his koyach hatfila, he saved Klal Yisrael. With his koyach hatfila, he stopped Klal Yisrael being wiped out by the eagle. So he had a Moedik HaKoyach HaTfilah. He was at home with the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, somebody feels so hamish with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam was made on him. Gave Eidus when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, said to Aaron and Miriam, Ki b'chol beis hinem on hu. In my house he's a hamisher. But when he made that machshava, a small machshava, that you know what? I don't have to daven straight away. You know, I'll make it through. I'll get through the Ribbono Shel Olam. I've got a deal with him. If already I can make it with Klal Yisrael, I can't make it with myself, who never did an Aveira in his life. As soon as that happened, you pressed the wrong button. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Sakonas Nefashis. Miyad Kofatz! He used the Lashon, he jumped! You press the red button on the computer. Kofatz, he jumped, said the Rabbi Shel Olam. And he made a gezeirah v'nishva b'shmei HaGadol. He made a shvua with a shem ha'mefurash. Shlo yikones le'etz Yisrael. He's not going into Eretz Yisrael. We always learnt up Pshat and Pasuk. He didn't go into Eretz Yisrael because he hit the rock. Chazal learned up differently. That's true. He made an avera. And the Rabbi Shel Olam said, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu could have gone into Eretz Yisrael with Koyach HaTfilah. But he thought, he has it in. He'll make it through. That little machshava is the red button by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Kofatz Olav. He jumped and he said, no way. Doesn't work. Aseres Yimei Teshuva is a zman where the Ribbono Shel Olam is Dirshu Hashem Behi Motzoi. He's there. He's there. He's hearing you. You don't have to do any avoida to get close to him. He's not looking at averus. He wants to see you. Speak to me. When we walk around with the same attitude that we've been walking around for the last 18 years, or we walk around with the same hanhaga that we've been doing for the last zman, we're putting ourselves in sakana. We're walking into to Yom Kippur saying Al Chait, the people Svasov. We're saying Al Chait, the Libay, but my heart is miles away. Miles away. And the truth is, we taka don't know how to walk into Yom Kippur. And I want to give a small eitzah, how perhaps, with all our pekalach, and with all our latzonos, and with all our not asking for slichas, or the way our slichas look like, or the way our minyonim for shachris, minch and mariv look like, and we're going to walk in Sunday night, and we're going to sit there and say tefillah zakah, I'm attacker gonna mean it. I'm not gonna feel terrible. But the Rishon doesn't want to look at you anymore. How are we gonna change things in the next few days? What are we gonna do? What avodah is there for us to do that perhaps can change this? And there won't be, you're not gonna press that red button, that kofat olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Rebbeinu is going to jump at us and say, forget it, the game's over. Sholem Yuli, if you're asking me what the biggest churban in America is today, is Sholem Yuli. We all walk around. I bought a beautiful esrog. I was in Meiron for Lag BaOmer. I got a bracha from a tzaddik. I got a beautiful picture of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I was by this Baba and by that Baba. I gave stocker to this guy. I gave stocker to that guy. I've got no more iron horrors. Sholom Yuli. I don't have to do any avoida. I'll be okay. I've got checkbooks to get me through it. Lo yoyva Hashem saloyachloi. This is what turns the Ribbono Shel Olam away from Klal Yisrael. Not your averas. Your attitude. Your mindset. I'm chilled. I'm okay. Baba David said, it'll look great. Baba David says, next year I'm going to make millions. Lo yoyva Hashem saloyach loy. What avodah do we have that we in our madrega, where we're holding, how do we walk into Yom Kippur with some sort of yira, something to show the Ribbono Shel Olam? You're right. When I say Al-Chet Shechtonu L'fanecha B'Vidas Znus or Ba'arayas, I'm still going to go out with my girlfriend tomorrow night. I'm still going to text her after Yom Kippur. So how does that work? Well, I'm still going to hang around on mixed beaches Ben Azmanin. How does that work? How does that work with Al Chait? And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows that. And he wants us to know how, and we still say Yom Kippur is Mechapa. How's it going to be Mechapa for us? How do we walk into a Tefillah Zaka? And we take a minute when we say it. That we don't press that red button. I want to tell you one small vote. I think it will give us a new concept in tshuva. We say Al Chet Shechatanu Lefanecha Ba'Oynes Averot. Besides the Etzem Avera, there's an Al Chet Shechatanu Lefanecha. It's in front of you. We spat the Ribbono Shel Olam in the face. Forget about the Etzem Avera. On every Avera we've got to do tshuva. On every Avera there's an Oynish. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is not Mechapa. Either you do full tshuva, or the Oynish will come. Midas HaMishpat says, you are going to drop for doing an Avera. Why don't you drop straight away? Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's such a thing as Midas HaRachamim. Amarech Ape. I've got time. But the tov adilei, he's going to mon it. He's going to get his check at the end of the day. There's no such thing as going through life without paying for averus, whether in this world or the next world. It's there. It's happening. I have a way out. That's midas hamishpat, midas hadin. That's midas hadin. Midas harachmin says, give the guy a chance. Give him time. That's on the avera itself. But then in the avera, there's another avera. Besides, let's say, smashing up your father's car, there's an avera in not having the covered for your father by taking his car. In every avera, there's two points to it. There's one avera that we're not makir as a ribbono shel olam. Shivisi Hashem v'negdi tamid. Ribbono shel olam standing in front of us. Every time we did a maisa avera, we spat him in the face. So avada navada. Nobody's kidding over here. We're all going to be bala avera after Yom Kippur. And as much as we're going to cry our eyes out on Yom Kippur, and as much as charota we have, we are miles away from turning around. And when a nisoyon is going to come, whether I'm going to be under the influence of alcohol or not, it's going to happen. Perhaps we might change in certain things, a small Kabbalah. But in the big picture, Shalom yearly, I'll make it through. So where's the Yom Kippur? How are we walking into Yom Kippur? With one thing. Al chait shechatanu lefonecha. Ribbono shelam, you're Avinu, you're my father, Malkeinu, you're our king. Whichever way you want to look at me. I'm al chait that I don't have the respect for you. I don't have some yira for you. Something. And we have a chance to walk into Yom Kippur showing the Ribbono shelam that I know you're there. You should be himotza, he's there. Let's have some derech eretz for him. Let's show some respect for the king when he's in town. Let's show some respect, even though I'm going to spit him behind his back. While he's there, while my father's in town, I'm going to behave. You always meet sometimes kids. My father knows I smoke, but I don't smoke in front of him, because I know it disturbs him. But he knows I smoke, and I know he knows. And he knows when he gives me money, I'm buying cigarettes. But you know what? I don't smoke in front of him. I don't have to spit him right in the face. That's the bechina we're in today. But you know what? That's showing respect to your father. He doesn't like you smoking. Everything else. But you don't do it in front of his face. That's what we have to show in the next few days. Some sort of respect with Bnei Shleim's in town. Where do I start? Where do I start? I want to take the easiest thing for us. The easiest thing. We all know, and I've said it a few times, that one of the biggest churbanos in Klal Yisrael that was caused was talking during davening. That means the avera itself might not be the biggest avera. And in the Chazal it's brought down as a medrash that says that the Arabs, the Bnei Yishmoelim, the Sa'i Yishmoel upstairs is mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. Because when the Arabs go to Davin, they take off their shoes. They come in with such covered and derech eretz. They bow down. There's no such thing as talking. They show respect. So the Sa'i Yishmoel upstairs turns around to the Ribbono Shelam and says, look at the way my children respect what they believe in. And look at the way your guys, look at the way Bnei Klal Yisrael are treating you. Look at the way in your palace, in your Beis HaMedrash, where you are supposed to be, They treat you as if it's in their bedroom. And Rabbeinu Shlomo says, on that kitzruk he has no answer. On Arayis, on Shabbos, on everything else we do, he can turn around and say, he has a big Yetzirah, he comes from a culture, he comes from America, he comes from here, he was brought up with television, he was brought up with computers, he was brought up with iPods. Rachmanus, give him time. On this, the Rabbeinu Shlomo says, I've got nothing to answer. Miyad, says Chazal. Rabbeinu Shlomo lets the Sotan give Einshim to Klal Yisrael. And you know, the Gedolim always said the reason why when Chmelnytsky, when the pogroms went through Europe and killed thousands and thousands of Jews in Poland in 1680, 1690, 1648, during the Shah's time. Everybody's read the book, The Adopted Princess, from the Shah. The Toises Yonter had a Shaila's Cholom. He asked in his dream in Shemaim, why did it happen? Why was there such a bloodbath of tens of thousands of Jews just killed out? And the Shaila came down and he said, because people spoke in shul during Chazaras HaShatz and Kaddish. Nothing else, not Chil Shabbos, not Lashon Hara, not Gila Aroyas. People spoke in shul. And the Ger Rebbe used to say that the reason why the Sfardim, Hitler didn't make it to, is because the Sfardim have a Derech Eretz for Beis HaMedrash that Ashkenazim don't have. Ad HaYom HaZeh. And therefore Hitler didn't have a koyach. Only by the Ashkenazim did Hitler have a koyach. And the Shaila is, what's so terrible about speaking Beis HaMedrash? Is it such an aveiros Chil Shabbos? There was a lot of bigger aveiros that went on in Europe before the war that we deserve to go to Auschwitz than speaking in Beis HaMedrash. And the answer is poshut. When you spit him in the face, miyad kofatz. When you don't show respect that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, forget about the avera, then there's nothing to work with. Yeah, we've done averas, but al chet shechatonu lefonecho, it was in front of you. Forget about looking through all the mafarshim of what exactly the avera is. Think about it's lefonecho. That with the Ribbono Shel Olam sees you 24/7. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in front of you the whole time. That is the chet. That chet we have a shaychus to. That we can turn around a bit. That we can walk into Yom Kippur with showing the Ribbono Shel Olam, Epes Ayira I have. I respect you. You know, when I came to davening, I put away my cell phone. I put it away. Do you know, there's a mitzvah. I put it away. It came to Chazal Sashat. I listened to every word. I didn't speak. I didn't speak during Kaddish. I didn't make the tzonis at the back and for davening. Slichas looked like a slichas. I showed there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. I showed there's a Lefonecho. When you walk into a Yom Kippur with something in your pocket, there's some sort of yira, says Rabbeinu Shlomo. I'm willing to give him another chance. I'm willing to give him the bracha that he needs to steigeis. I his averus. Let's put it on the side now. I'll give him a rain check. I'll give him credit. Because at least he recognizes that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Matono Achas, I've got one present, Genuza, hidden away, I want to give you. It's called Shabbos. You want to respect me? Respect Shabbos. Because that's my Yom HaMenucha. Ribbono Shel Olam wants to spend 24 hours together with Klal Yisrael. And he says, cut yourself off from Olam Hazeh. Cut yourself off from the daily 6 days of work. come and join one day Kulei Ruchnius. Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha. Me'ein Olam Haba. It's a Me'ein of Olam Haba. It's a Me'ein of the Olam Haba we're going to have upstairs. Come and feel what godliness is. We're not on the Tzaddikim's Madrega, but we can show some sort of respect. If not for the first Shabbos of the year, the Shabbos Shuva is the easiest thing where perhaps we could get ready for Shabbos an hour before Shabbos. Where we're showered and dressed and sitting in a Beis HaMedrash waiting for Shabbos to come. Is that not the biggest Shuva that we can do on our Madrega? Forget about the Al-Khaits, forget about how many times we've done whatever. Show Ribbono Shel'Olam some sort of Hashivas. Show him, you mean something to me. I know it's Avinu, I know it's Malkeinu, and I know you're in town. And I want to show you some sort of respect. I want to come to Yom Kippur understanding what Lefonecho means. I don't want to press that red button to say, it's okay. I'll make it through. I'm chilled with him. Me and God have it worked out together. Until doomsday come. You got it worked out. It's so easy for us. Forget about Koyach HaTefillah that we have. But it's so easy in the next few days. Little things that we can show. There's a Lefonecho. There's a Shivisi Hashem. There's a Ribbono Shel'Olam. Walk into Yom Kippur with something in my hand. And we all ask the Kasher, Yom Kippur, I'm going to look even worse than I looked beforehand. The Rosh Hashanah knows that as well. Don't think you can get away with it. There's a mishpat, there's a din. Not everybody gets away with it straight away. Each one in the Rosh Hashanah has a different cheshbon. There's a mishpat, don't think it. You're going to get away with it. He'll want tshuva. Whether it's Ali Day Yisurim, whether it's through pain, whether it's through Miso, but he'll get it from you. But we want the Ribbono Shel'Olam to give us a Siyata Dishmaya. We want to come in, not to press that red button that says Lo Yoyva Hashem Saleachle, the Ribbono Shel'Olam, the Chora Api, that the Ribbono Shel'Olam Kofat Olav Regzei. That he's going to jump and say he's going to make a shvua. You think you have a way with me? You think you can get past me? No. There's no such thing as chilling with Ribbono Shel'Olam. There's no such thing as I have it worked out with him. I made a deal with him. There's no deals. It doesn't work that way. We have to show the Ribbono Shel'Olam Lefonecho. The first thing we do in the morning is Moida Ani. Lefonecho. It's Lefonecho. That's the first thing we do. A Yid has to know. It's not 24/7 we're going to be able to live with it. But at least there's going to be minutes during the next few days where we can show the Ribbono Shel'Olam, Dilshu Hashem Behemotzei, you're in town. My father's in town. The king's in town. I'll show a bit of respect. Let a davening look different. I'm not saying Yishmon Esser should be longer. We're not going into Kaporos Havainas now. Show Lefonecho. Sheyiru Lefonai. Show some sort of fear. We're not scared. It's not Shaykh. We don't have that emunah. We don't see what it means. Schav O'Einish. We believe it intellectually. We don't feel it. We'll only feel something, and we'll only have something to come to Yom Kippur with if in the next few days we show him some sort of respect, some sort of Lefonecho, a Chazaros Hashatz, a Kaddish, a more noyig in the Beis HaMedrash with Derech Eretz. I'm not spitting him in the face. I'm not telling you to every Bocha have Kavona, but once in a while, say thank you, you know? A bracha. Comes an Erev Shabbos. Show the Ribbono Shel'Olam, I respect you. Let's make it a Shabbos that we can turn around to the Ribbono Shel Olam on a Sunday night and we can say, I can't answer you on every Avera down this line, but at least I have some kesher. I'm connected to a point where I understand I did an Avera lefonecho. I didn't have that sensitivity that you are watching me, that you're in town, that you're here. There's a certain Yerushalayim, certain respect. That lefonecho, small little thing lefonecho, we show the Ribbono Shel Olam in different ways in the next few days. That will give us the ammunition that we need to get through a Yom Kippur. More than that, Motzi Yom Kippur, the yeshiva has a minhag that after Maariv, we go into the dining room, they have mezonos and they have orange juice. We try and get the Olam to say Alam Yichya as well. And there's a seder. There's a seder of learning for half an hour, 40 minutes, until a guest speaker turns up, the same guest speaker we've had for the last 8-9 years. And nobody misses it. Because it's a way of showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that we still respect you. We're not running away straight away. We're not going running into those showers and throwing off Kedusha's Yom Kippur. We still want to have Kesha with you. We still want to be connected. As soon as we feel we had enough food in us, we'll come back into the Beis HaMedrash. We come back to meet the Ribbono Shel Olam again. We can't leave you. Do you know what that does? My Zaidi used to say, you know what a kitzruk it is to Klal Yisrael and Shemayim when the Sotan turns around and says, get back up, take a look, Ribbono Shel Olam. The minute they finish with Maariv, boom, it's over. There's no remembrance 2 hours later of an Oshamnu, of an Al-Chait, of a Tfilah Zaka. No remembrance, no Zecha. Baruch Hashem, the pressure of Elul, Black September is off. Oh, now we're free people. That Kitrug, the yeshiva doesn't want. Do yourselves a favor. We're working on the Nekudah of Yiru Lefonecho after Yom Kippur. We still have to Lashon Hara. Don't think it's so easy. My Zayde used to say, the Belly used to get up and say the Chassam Sofer on the year that he was Nifta, said, I made it through Rosh Hashanah. I made it through Yom Kippur. Hoshana Rabbah, the Gezerah changed. And a few days after Hoshana Rabbah, he was Nifta. Chofei Tishri. A week later. And he used to say, Yom Kippur, or Rosh Hashanah, I made it through. Hoshana Rabbah, I got stuck. We still till after Hoshana Rabbah. But if we could show them Ribbono Shel Olam, we're not running away. We still want to have kesher with you. There's still a lefonecho. We'll learn for half an hour. I can't do more than that. Okay, doesn't expect us. But show the respect. And then there's a Kiddush Levana where you're makabel Malchus Shemayim. Kiddush makabel Pnei Hashchina. Then there's a Suda. It's a different Yom Kippur. It's a different Motzi Yom Kippur. Your Hoshana Rabbah is different. Because you're showing the Lefonecho. I'm showing some sort of respect. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. He's in town. I can't change overnight. I've got too many pekelach behind me. I'm coming with such baggage. It's impossible to change overnight. And we give up. Where am I starting from? Let's start from Lefonecho. Let's walk into Yom Kippur with some sort of Kabbalah. The Alter from Kalm used to say, a Kabbalah by Ne'ilah, which I keep during the whole year, has a Kedushas Yom Kippur for the whole year. Now we all make Kabbalahs. And we all don't keep them. Because we're unrealistic. We're so unrealistic with ourselves that we think because we're in a certain situation and we're on flying and high on spirituality during Yom Kippur that When I make that decision, I'm making it happen on a different Ruchni Sdika level. But you can't keep it. Situations, doesn't work. Use your common sense. But make a Kabbalah before you walk into Yom Kippur. Go through. A Bocha came to me. He wants to make a Kabbalah. I shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway. He makes a Kabbalah. I'm never going to miss the man Krishna. So I looked at him and I said to him, it's not going to happen. This could be practical. It's not going to happen. Yes! Zman Krishma is Mamish Kabbalah Zil Malchus Shemaim. And Chazal say, if you miss it, Mu'uvah Shla Yuchal Asakin, you can never be Masakin it. Because you that day missed out your Kabbalah Zil Malchus Shemaim. And there are people that the whole, they never missed a Morgan Avram through their life. That was the Pashta Yerushalayim from Namol. I should take on such a Kabbalah. And I said, no. It's too much. And when you break it, everything goes out the window. Take something that you can deal with. Take something that you can handle with. I gave him an answer. Perhaps don't talk with your tefillin on. How long do you keep your tefillin on? Let's be practical. 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Depends how long Brichas HaTorah and Krishna takes. Don't talk with your tefillin. Kedushas tefillin. Tefillin is my connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tefillin! Tefillin! Is my ring that I put on every day to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, Veirastich li la'olam. I'm married to you. I'm engaged to you. How do I keep this ring intact? When the Kala holds the ring, the diamond ring that she has, she wears it. She looks after it. She's distraught. She's distraught when she loses it. That's how we have to look at our film. I want to show the Ribbono Shel Olam respect in my connection with him. I don't talk Sichas Cholim. I don't smoke. I don't drink coffee with tefillin. Because when I smoke and drink coffee, I'm telling God, Shalom Yerli, I've got these boxes on my head. I'm okay, I've done my duty for the day, now leave me alone. Read between the lines and that's it. That's what I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shalom Yerli, I'll be okay. You're pressing the wrong button. Let the Ribbono Shel Olam see that my connection with him is choshuv. I don't speak Devarim B'Teilim with tefillin. Because my ring, the Ve'erastich Li La'olam, this connection that I have with Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to keep holy, it's special. I only take it out on every morning and I'm careful how I do it. I'm careful that I don't speak Devarim B'Teilim with it. I'm careful how I'm machabed it. I don't just leave it lying around the base of Medrash. I don't leave it in my room where tomorrow I don't even know where it is. Or it's lying in the sun. I'm machabed it. It's treasure to me. That shows a connection. That shows lefanecha. That's a Kabbalah that every one of us in this room can take on. There's no reason why I can't walk into a Yom Kippur. It's a small Kabbalah. I'm not telling you to say Asher Yotze every time. I'm not telling you to say Shahako. I'm not telling you to have Kavona. It's a small Kabbalah. But it's showing respect for my connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It shows respect that tefillin will have an achrayus on you. Tefillin will have a hashpo on you. Because as much as you're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll be connected to you. Because what's written in the Ribbono Shel Olam's tefillin? Umi ke'amcha Yisrael, who is like Klal Yisrael? Says the Mefarshim, as much as you're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam is connected to Klal Yisrael. And when you show a connection with your tefillin, when you show that connection, I'm mechabed my connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be connected to you. You're showing a lefanecho. Be practical. Use your seichel. Don't get carried away. We all get carried away in this emotional when it comes to Yom Kippur and I start looking at the Svarim and you start looking at the Mefarshim and you, and there's a Kedushas Yom Kippur, we're Tohoi, we've been to the Mikvah, there's a Chiv Daraisa to go to the Mikvah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will be Metahi you, I'll wash you out, and we all walk out on a different level, not to Yom Kippur. There's something in Yom Kippur that's Metahi. It's there. And we get carried away like, this is, it's going to stay like this. And we forget we have Nisyanas. I know two days later, that the whole connection is out the window. Use your sechel. Come into Yom Kippur with a few little things to show the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Fonecho. I show her respect. And I'm a Kabbalah to Yom Kippur. It's a small Kabbalah, but I walk out with the by Ni'ilah, with showing the Ribbono Shel Olam, I will continue respecting you. This is my connection to you. It can be 3 minutes a day, but it's a Lefonecho. I'm doing tshuva on the Al-Chet Shechotonu that was Lefonecho. Then I have a chance. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam, we won't be pressing that red button that the Ribbono Shel Olam will say, Lo Yoivas Leechloi. Adrabba, he'll turn around and he'll say, Salachti, Mochalti, Slicha, Mechila, Kapora, Mishvizecha, Tegmach, Sino Toivah.